Today's Mishnayos is Mesechtes Peah, Perek Beis Mishnah Ches, and Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Today's Mishnayos are being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Reb Aryeh Tzvi, Ben Reb Chanuch Hendel, the Kozhik Lava Goyen, Hashem Yinkoim Damar. So we're continuing to discuss halachas related to Peah. So the previous Mishnah said a chiddush. The Mishnah said that the only time one is obligated to leave Peah from his field is if the field was harvested in the usual way. Meaning, if the owner of the field or one of his workers went and he cut all the grain in the field. However, in the event that non-Jews were the ones that harvested the field, or listim, people that didn't own the field were the ones that harvested the field, or if ants were the ones that destroyed the crops, or if wind came and destroyed the crops, or an animal came and destroyed the crops, the halacha is, in the event that that happened, this field is not going to be obligated in Peah. The reason is because it says in the Torah, "Uvekutzrechem es k'tir artzechem lo yisachalo pasotcha liktzar." When are you obligated to leave Peah? "Uvekutzrechem k'tir artzechem," at the time that you harvest your field. "Uvekutzrechem" means that you're the one that harvested and you did it in a traditional way. But if it happened in one of the aforementioned ways, it happened in a non-traditional way, the halacha is there would be no chiyuv Peah. And we mentioned in the previous Mishnah that even though the halacha is that even if you didn't leave Peah when you harvested the field and you already started processing the wheat, for example, still you chayev to leave Peah. But at the same time, the chiyuv Peah initially happens uvekutzrechem at the time that you harvested. And if it wasn't harvested in the proper way, there would be no chiyuv Peah at all. So the Mishnah continues now discussing a similar halacha. Ktzarua listim chetzi. What happens if listim would harvest half of the field? And listim is really lav dafka, but listim is just one of the examples that were mentioned in the previous Mishnah that their harvesting is not considered harvesting. So really, the halacha of the Mishnah is true if listim were the ones that harvested half the field, or if kutim were the ones that harvested half the field, or if nemalim were the ones that harvested half the field, or shavras haruach half the field, or behemah came and destroyed half the field. Either way, what would be if half the field was harvested in this way, v'katzar huchatzi, and then he came and he went and he harvested the other half of the field? The halach is noisim peah mimasha katzar. He would have to leave peah from the chelik that he was katzar. Meaning, the first half of the field wasn't harvested in the proper way, and as a result, for the first half of the field, there's no peah. However, the second half of the field was harvested properly, and it's for that reason, noisim peah mimasha katzar, he would have to leave peah from the second half. Now, what does it mean you only have to leave Peah from the second half and not the first half? It's referring to the second Mishnah in Mesechtes Peah, which mentioned that there's a shear of Peah. The shear of Peah is 1/60. So the point is, it's not 1/60 of the entire field, it's only going to be 1/60 of the second half of the field. The first half of the field that wasn't harvested in the proper way, you don't have to leave anything. It's the second half of the field that was harvested in the proper way, it's from there that you would have to leave Peah. What would be if somebody harvested half the field? So now he has a half a field, he knows he's going to have to leave Peah, and then he went and he sold the other half of the field. The lokeach, the person that buys the field, he's the one that has the obligation to leave the payah. What's the chiddush? The lokeach, maybe you can always argue, the person that bought it can tell the seller, he can tell the meicher, I didn't think I was going to have to leave payah. This was your field originally. You're the one that had the obligation to leave the payah. You started harvesting the field already. That's when the obligation of payah kicks in. So why am I the one leaving the payah? You should be the one to leave payah. Meaning, I want a refund at closing for whatever the payah is going to amount to. Says the Mishnah, no. Halikeach noisim payah. The likeach has to give payah lakoil. What's the chiddush? Not only for the half of the field that he's going to end up harvesting, but even for the first half of the field that was already harvested, even for that, there's going to be a chiyuv peah all on the lekeach. What would be if somebody harvested half his field and then he was makdish the other half? He made the other half hektish. So the halach is ha-poidim yata gizbar. Whenever hektish goes and sells the field, whenever they transfer the kedusha from the field onto money, which is eventually what they're going to do, who knows in pelaka? Whoever buys the field from Hekdesh, or whoever is poida the field from Hekdesh, he's the one that's going to be obligated to give Peah. And this concludes the second parak of Mesechtes Peah. So the third parak of Mesechtes Peah very much picks up where the second perek of Masechtas Peya left off. It continues to discuss laws of the name of the Masechta, which is Peya, and specifically really the topic of the second perek, which was when a field has an obligation of one Peya, or when sometimes what's one field can really be obligated in multiple chiyuvim of peah. What were some of the ideas that we saw in the second parak? If you have something that cuts through the field, which divides the field into two, whether it's a stream of water, whether it's an irrigation canal, whether it's a wall, whether it's a fence, whether it's a path, whether it's a road. So these are the types of things that would have the ability to take one field and turn them into two as it relates to hilchas peah. Another idea that we saw was if there are multiple crops that are being grown in one field, then the halach is you would have two chiyuvim. So if you have one field, but you have chitim that are growing there, and you have soirim that are growing there, there'd be a chiyuv payer from the chitim, there'd be a chiyuv payer from the soirim. Sometimes it depends on how many grunis there are, meaning how many times you're working the field. Are you working it once, or are you working it twice? Either way, our Mishnah is going to begin, again, with another discussion where there's technically one field, but at the same time, the chachamim felt that maybe the Chiyuv Peya won't be one Chiyuv Peya, but rather it would be more than one Chiyuv Peya. Our Mishnah is going to mention a very specific case, and as we'll see, a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hill had a look at this case. Says the Mishnah, Malbenoi Satfua Shebein Hazesim. So the Matzias says a person had a field, and in the field he has olive trees. Olives, olive oil, that's what's growing in his field. There was a little bit of space between the olive trees, and what he did was, not to ruin good real estate, he decided that he's going to grow a crop in that space. So what is he growing? Tfuah. He has wheat. He has some form of grain that's growing in between those gaps. So he has these little patches. They're shaped like a square. And in those square patches, he has different grains growing. So you have these little blocks of tfuah that are in between the olives. Beis Shammai says, pay me kol echad v'echad. Each one of these arugas, each one of these patches is going to have its own obligation of pay. Beis Shammai says, me echad alakol. No, we look at all these patches as one. There's one obligation of pay, and you're not going to have to give a separate pay for each one of these patches, but rather one for everything. Umoydim, everybody agrees, that in the event the patches were touching each other, so the wheat from one patch was touching the wheat in the other patch, then we look at it as one patch, and everybody would agree that there'd be only